Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Matty Gladden Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged bourbon is double-pot distilled and non-chill filtered and has a full-bodied mouthfeel with eucalyptus, molasses, clove, ginger, and slight citrus as well as grains of paradise. The finish is long and reappearing on the back of the tongue with notes of pepper, tobacco leaf, and mint cream. All of our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick, respect the grain, please enjoy responsibly, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
All right, everybody, back here, Tiny, back here for another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Today is a special podcast. My son and myself, Tiny, yesterday, which would have been, it would have been a Saturday. I'll even give you the date. It was Saturday, June, I believe, 4th. We taped 4 episodes of Tiny's 10-minute tastings, but we recorded straight through and in between each tasting. Those are going to be going out on YouTube. And then also there was the full recording that will be going out on YouTube soon. But I wanted to put that recording up for everybody on the podcast, because the discussion and everything that went on for that Tiny's 10-minute tastings was pretty fun. And I thought that my listening audience would like to hear what went on with myself, my son, Seth M. Official, on all the social media. He is a gamer podcaster on, I believe it's, what's it called? It's not Twitch, but whatever the gaming podcast is, format is. We are also on that too, but we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and we are on all major podcast formats. We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and now we are on TikTok. Just remember, everybody, if you like what you're listening to, please like it. Please comment and please subscribe while and during after you listen. So with that said, I'm going to get this started. And this is the tasting that we did behind the scenes for the Tiny's 10-minute tasting series that we run on YouTube. Enjoy, everybody. We are recording. Welcome to Tiny's 10-minute tastings. We haven't yet started tasting, but when we go, I'm just going to basically say cue, and that means we're starting to do it live.
Okay.
But today,
you mean starting
today,
to do it recording.
The first one we're tasting is Standard Maker's Mark. Then we're going to go to over here. I've got it
on.
But we are going to go to a barrel strength wheat whiskey from Middle West.
And that is the Middle West. Oh, you do not think you... But this is finished in an Oloroso cask, which is a form of sherry, and this is very delicious. Put that down. But then we're going... That's going to taste this Race King Rabbit Hole, which is another one. Now, I am picking out... This is a $330 bottle MSRP that I picked up at the distillery, and everybody can see that. And the last one is, I do want to drink that in celebration, but I'll put that back. That was, I'll do that one on my own. But the last one is, this just went for auction for $40,000. This is Booker's. Oh my God, I'm holding it up, but for Facebook. But this is Booker's Rye, and Facebook gets that. And Booker's Rye, this was actually given to me by Sandy No. We opened this bottle and celebrated, and then it's also signed by Freddie. So I've got it.
More than
there's
40.
Some, but there's gonna we're gonna. I'm basically gonna give my son some high end bourbon. We're starting low, and then we're gonna work our way
little,
up.
Little bits too. I'm not so we will drunk.
We will talk about certain things, but today we're tasting in our Scotchy Bourbon Boy glasses, and so this is an under 10-minute tasting that we're starting, and it's for Maker's Mark. Cue. Welcome.
Dant Crossing, Gethsemane, Kentucky. Timeless hospitality that stirs the spirit. Dant Crossing is a one-of-a-kind destination for unforgettable weddings, memorable corporate events, day trips, and weekend getaways. The pastoral campus is anchored by Logstill Distillery and includes an amphitheater that seats 2,000, a 12-acre lake for fishing and unique lodging options, creating an immersive experience that's rooted in the community and culture of our little slice of Kentucky. More attractions will open soon at Dant Crossing, including our 21,000-square-foot distillery, which we will have the ability to produce 15,000 barrels of spirit each year, a network of wooded walking trails, fully functional private train depot, farm-to-table restaurant, and the Legacy, a premier wedding and events venue. Whether you're looking to host an event, book a stay, or reserve a tasting, we're ready to welcome you. Learn more at dantcrossing.com.
Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Matty Gladden Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This four-year-aged bourbon is double-pot distilled and non-chill filtered and has a full-bodied mouthfeel with eucalyptus, molasses, clove, ginger, and slight citrus as well as grains of paradise. The finish is long and reappearing on the back of the tongue with notes of pepper, tobacco leaf, and mint cream. All of our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick, respect the grain, please enjoy responsibly, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Welcome, everybody, to Tiny's under 10 minute tasting. Let's try it again. Welcome, everybody, to Tiny's 10 minute tastings. We are tasting Maker's Mark. This was actually Valentine's Day 2 years ago that I got this for my wife. We opened it up this year, but I have my wonderful son here,
yes.
And I am going to be using him as a fun, guinea pig.
Yeah, so taste tester.
So Maker's Mark is a great Bill Samuels. His family started it in the 50s. His mother helped out. She came up with the name. She came up with the dipping of the red wax. And it's just a wonderful product. I like Maker's Mark. All of Maker's Mark's products are the weeded. mash bill, that's always the same. Now, they do different things. They drop staves in the barrels, but they're always producing weeded bourbon. So, this particular maker's mark, I usually have to have my glasses, but there they are.
Do you want me to read it?
If you want to, you can try. Give it a shot. We just need to know what the bottom of that label, what the proof is.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
It is distilled, aged, and bottled by the Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Star Hill Farm, Laredo, Kentucky, USA, 750 milliliters, 45% alcohol.
90 proof. So what we do on this rating system for Maker's Mark and going forward in Tiny's is 25 for nose, 25 for taste, and 25 for... finish.
So this is half of everything I'm drinking tonight.
No, that's not even close. A full shot is about right there. You're drinking
a full glass, maybe.
No, that's not a glass. That's a Glencairn's. That's a small glass
for
him. If I pour that in a glass. All right, so let's give this a nose. The weeded mash bill is always so good. Now, on a blind test that I did with Young Nose, we tasted all Maker's Mark 101. Maker's Mark 46, Maker's Mark Cast Strength, Maker's Mark, we had an extra bread pudding in there, and we did this all blind. And on the blind tasting, Tiny picks out of his favorite, Maker's Mark. And it wasn't even close for me when we were tasting. So here we go. That nose, I really like the nose on this. It's got some good caramel. It's got like a bread,
like wheaty. Like, it's wheat.
Yeah, but I would say it's like a cinnamon, a caramel cinnamon bun.
I smell too much.
He's coughing already. Yes.
It goes right down your throat. Yeah, let's see. The smell. Like,
so let's give her a taste. So rich and caramely.
Very light on the body. Not a big body.
No, but that's what a weeded bourbon. Weeded bourbon.
I was just making an observation. Yeah. Well, it's the taste testing. I should tell them what it tastes like, right?
Yeah. No, I just the body on because it's a weeded bourbon, it's 90 proof, it's going to have a drinkability to it. So, but...
Well, if everyone out there is gin is their preferred choice, this is not for you. Stick with the good stuff.
Mm. And...
Is it vanilla-y?
Yes, there's a little vanilla.
There's caramel, a little vanilla.
Almost vanilla pudding-ish.
Mm.
It's got that pudding aspect, not just the vanilla aspect. And then it goes oaky.
Like bitter, which I'm not a big fan of. But that's just any weeded bourbon, right?
Right. For this is Maker's Mark. Before I started getting into this, I used to drink these. After with friends that I took to Packer games, we'd always celebrate with a Maker's Mark after the game because the Packers were making their mark. So, all right, so let's give this. I'm gonna say,
I bet the Browns fans also like this because they're all masochists going to those games watching them lose,
and they're not making their mark. So,
yeah, exactly.
There you go. So I would say on this one, I give the nose probably. It's pretty one-dimensional, so I'm going to give it a 19 out of 25.
I don't have a frame of reference.
You don't need a frame of reference. It's just think of 25 as the best thing you've ever smelled and zero the worst and put it right there.
Okay, as an avid gin drinker, I'm going to give this a 6 out of 25.
All right, there you go. Seriously?
Six. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't smell that good. I've smelled a lot better bourbons.
Okay, that's why you're alone. See, that's the thing. drink the things you like. And the reason why on my podcast, I weight the nose as less, because if it smells bad to me and it tastes really good, I really don't care what smells like.
Well, I mean, that did taste good. All right. We're doing a taste.
We're going to do a taste. 25.
Well, I finished mine already.
But you got it. You want more?
No, I'm fine. I have the taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. So let's go to the taste. I say the taste is a 20 for me. I like Maker's Mark. This is why I like bourbon.
I would say that's like a solid 15 for me. All
right.
Like it's drinkable, it goes down pretty easy, and it has some good flavors in there. Again, I'm not a big fan of the oaky, weedy flavors of bourbon. I'm much more, you know, like the sweet flavors, but it's not bad.
All right. So then let's do body. Like I said, it's a lighter body. So I give the body like an 18.
I mean, is the body rating meant to be how, like...
Its body is how much it fills your mouth with...
But
it.
How good? No,
how much? It can be shit.
Oh, like, and then, like, four. I had no body. It just went down. It's gone. Like,
no, that was finish nothing. Is what's left. What happens is what you're tasting.
Well, no,
what
yeah,
you're
yeah.
Drinking.
What it covers your
so
mouth.
So if it covers it in your cheeks, it covers
it
on your
didn't
tongue.
Cover anything. It just, okay. It went away. And then, I mean, the finish... is a whole different thing, but the body, I would give it like a 4.
All right.
I mean, it just didn't have a body, I felt like. I've had bourbons where I've drank and like...
Well, you're going to have bourbons.
I know, and your whole mouth is like, you're
so
what, a stick
you,
of butter.
This is the one that you didn't want to shock your palate. We're shocking it.
Yeah, we're shocking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah.
All right, so then I would give this finish. It's a little bit oaky for me, but I give the finish a 15.
Zero. The finish was gross. It's bitter.
But wait, no.
I don't like it. I wouldn't seek this out. I wouldn't like if I have. There's better finishes. I imagine the sherry cast ones have really good finishes.
I give it a 72 out of 100.
Jesus, I don't.
Add.
I'm bad at mental math.
6, 4, 0, and 15. 10.
So.
25.
25? I give it a 25
so
out of
really,
100.
You really wouldn't buy this, right?
I wouldn't buy it. No.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So thank you very much. Remember, I'm Tiny from the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out. Great stuff. Check us out on all podcast formats. We are on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter.
Can I plug me?
No, you can't. No, it's
Seth M. Official. Go check me out. I game. I do gaming.
Yeah, it's in
show all your kids.
And just make sure know that when I put the TikTok videos coming up right now, that it's Seth Game Official, right?
Seth M. Official.
Seth M. Official.
Yeah.
He's a gaming. It's a gaming.
It's not for you guys.
All right.
Don't worry.
So anyways, like I said, all major podcast formats, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Please subscribe, watch, subscribe, leave comments, and make sure that you like us. All right. Thanks, everybody. Tiny's 10 minutes out.
Peace out.
All right. There's the first one. That was Maker's Mark.
Hello, Facebook. We're talking to you now directly.
Yes, Facebook.
I can see you sitting there.
So,
hello.
Yeah. But I should have. I didn't even share the first one. Let's go. That was only for Jeff Mueller. Let's get into groups and.
You can see who's watching on the other end.
Yeah, you can. But I can also start sharing it and see who's watching too.
Rachel Miller said, "Seth, laughing, crying face emoji. Laughing, crying face emoji."
Yeah, there you go. Just ripping on bourbon. But that's once again everybody on Facebook.
Well, that's. I mean, I provide a valuable service to your podcast. I break the echo chamber.
All right, here we go.
I break the circle jerk of bourbon. It's like, let's get people who only like bourbon and are only old on our podcast.
We didn't even... So now we're sharing it on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
Share to the... Go up. Share to the...
No, I'm not... Okay, yeah. There you go. We'll share it to the Balistray family.
But yes, I'm very real with what I have to say.
Yes, tell them what we're doing right now. We're going to do the next one.
I mean, we're just doing the next one back to back. We're just pumping it out, getting that content train
coming on,
chugging on.
The new people coming on don't know what we're actually doing.
I mean, you didn't put like a description or a title.
Oh, yeah, I did, I guess.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you'll understand. I mean, we're drinking bourbon like every other day on the live.
I don't drink
bourbon. Do you do a live where you just like what? Like eat some French fries? Do you do a... Do your lives where you just, like, you know, watch some TV? No, you drink bourbon on your lives.
Welcome to
bourbon whiskey.
This is the bourbon bar of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
We have three viewers.
Right, at the moment. But it's gonna get better. we're gonna share it to Booker's Booker knows, because I'll explain. I'll do that later.
Makers, well, goddamn.
We just did Maker's Mark, so
I'm already drunk.
Bourbon, just whatever.
I'm messing with you, come on.
Wisconsin Legend, the Bourbon Club. Bourbon
I will need some like crackers after this or something, though.
Can you get out fresh Glencairns and put these over there? Just get those out for the next one.
Can we use a new one every time?
Yeah, we're gonna, because that's how this works.
Mm-hmm. People are coming in. Got five viewers now.
They should be coming in. Welcome. We're doing the making of Tiny's 10-minute tastings. We just finished up with Maker's Mark. I'm doing what I forgot to do. Getting a lot of bunch of other people in on this.
Why don't you put the glasses in upside down?
Why?
So then you don't have to leave fingerprints all over them. Look, watch. When I pick it up, I don't have to touch the rim.
I suppose it's just how they sell it.
I know, but I just hate that I have to like touch all over your rim, and then you gotta, you know, drink my finger.
My rim.
Yeah, your rim.
Touching all over my rim. Stay away from my rim.
No. Let's see. Let me keep.
We're going.
No, we're back down to three. Everyone hated us.
Yeah, they're doing. But I'm sure they do.
Please let the number go up so I can feel validated.
There's no going up. It'll just be what happens.
What do you mean? There's numbers going up.
Yeah, what? Okay.
You do a live, you have two viewers versus a live with 200 viewers. You feel better with the 200 viewers.
All right. We'll get Jim Beam and what you call
it. Should we smoke this? Mm-hmm. Should we smoke that? Should we?
All right. It's shared to all the groups so I can monitor comments here. So we've got four viewers now.
Have you asked any of the groups if you're annoying or not?
No, actually, the groups that I get in, what I've done. Done? No, but when I'm annoying, they let me know it, and I get out of the group. So all my groups, my 114 groups that I belong to, all accept what I do. And if they don't, they let me know and I stop.
Exactly. I was just asking. You know. All right.
So the next tasting, everybody out there.
The one I'm the most excited for.
No, this is not. This is the wheat whiskey, Oloroso. One that's finished. This is a $125 bottle. So now, one of the things that we're doing here, this is a barrel strength, and it excites me so freaking much because
you're pushing this me out is of the frame.
Part. This is the part where we're going to be like, boom. Now, when we start the Tiny's 10-minute tasting, we are recording. I'll be editing this out. But when we start the Tiny's 10-minute tasting, we've got one in. We did Maker's Mark. That's the first one that kind of got his palate going. He gave it, I believe,
25 out of 100.
So my son is a he's a gin drinker. So he's on for this. He's on this purely for what I'm about to do to him. But
I get to pour this one. yeah, you don't know.
You are out. I'm sitting there sipping just a little bit, and you were out.
Because it was bad. If I drink something fast, I don't like it.
Okay, so was that too much or was it enough?
A little too much. A little bit less. Because I want to be sober for the fourth one.
Oh, the fourth one, which is... Now, once again, we are tasting high-end from now on.
Should we taste the high-end first?
No, we got to
You drink You drink your good wine first, because if you drink it at the end of the night, you're not going to remember the taste.
We're going to lead up to this shit. So this
no
is,
wonder it tastes so goddamn good if you drink these three.
So everybody, just a real quick. This is a Middle West Spirits out of Columbus. They do a wheat whiskey. This is the Oloroso wheat whiskey. If you want to monitor, there it is.
Well,
now.
I want to monitor the chat.
Yeah, right. Okay, the chat will be there because all I have to do is go like that, and now you can monitor the chat. Well, we got to turn it down. Turn it down. All right, so this wheat whiskey out of Middle West, this is going to be the next Tiny's 10-minute tasting. This is 5 years old. I can cut the uhs all I want.
I know.
It used to be ums. So yeah, uhs
I know,
are better.
I know. For so, me, it's like I can cut the ums, I can cut the ahs.
This is 121 proof. So we went from a 90 to 121, 60.5 ABV. This is finished in Oloroso wheat cask. So I know a lot about this. I know a lot about Ryan Lang out of Middle West owner. And we are about to do, and hopefully, my son,
do we
Seth,
pre-pour? Well, are you pouring always on?
We always do this. We do it. Okay. So, all right. What was the word?
I don't remember. Bingo?
No, bongo? It was what to give, what's, you know, take, right?
Take?
What did I say before?
I don't remember.
Not cut. It was the other thing. Roll. All right. So, we're rolling. Okay, everybody. Welcome to Tiny's 10-Minute Tasting. I, again, here have my son, Seth Mueller. Seth, what's your
Oh, hint? Seth M. Official.
There you go. Check him out. He's on TikTok. He's on
YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. Twitch. All the major ones.
There you go. So welcome. We'd love to have you in this Tiny's 10-Minute Tasting. We are tasting Middle West out of Columbus, Middle West Spirits. It is Oloroso Wheat Whiskey Cask Strength. This is exciting because I want to see what my son thinks of this. The last time we just did a Maker's Mark, he gave it a 25. So we are going up.
As long
this
as it's above 25.
Now this is, you know, that was a $24.99 bottle. This is a $125 bottle, folks.
So let's and see if it's better so than the $25
now,
bottle.
Now, the Tiny's 10-Minute Tasting scale for rating whiskey is just based off of 100 total score, 25 for nose, 25 for taste, 25 for body, and 25 for finish. So I'm going to pour this beautiful. I love this whiskey. Personally, wheat whiskey, I think, is a category that's going to be coming up. This is 121 proof, 60.5 ABV, coming out of the Middle West. It's finished in Oloroso casks, which are sherry casks it's a high-end sherry. This is a creamier whiskey. This is delicious, folks. I love this whiskey. You know, so let's get it going.
Doing the nose, I was about to be stronger for cask strength, but it's actually quite mild nose. Like, you're not getting a lot of flavors from it, but you're also not getting, like, an intense rubbing alcohol, like, flavor either.
I get Wheaties. I just get a toasted wheat.
It's the only thing going in my lungs.
Just sniffing it and he's choking on it already.
Well, it's strong. It's cask strength.
This is watching a person I'm getting, who really
like,
doesn't...
I'm getting maybe like cherry. Like almost like artificial cherry. Not even like real cherry.
No, there's cherry and vanilla. It's like a cherry vanilla.
It's like it's almost like, what is it? You know those candies, the cherries that are like soaked in alcohol and covered in chocolate? It smells like one of those.
Like a chocolate-covered cherry?
But no, the ones that are soaked in alcohol. It's like soaked in amaretto or whatever.
Okay. It's a delicious.
I would say it smells like bourbon balls, but there's a reason for that.
But it's got the cherry and it's got this Wheaties kind of thing that's just spectacular.
I'm almost even like, I don't know if I was just me not being experienced, but maybe coconut even. Like, maybe, I don't know what I'm smelling that, like, is it the sweetness? Like the coconut that's, sweetness?
So now you're tasting nosing the difference between what you get for $24.99 at a standard wheat whiskey, wheat bourbon, Maker's Mark, opposed to this. This is why these are so special. This is limited edition. There's not a lot of this, but it's delicious. So, all right, let's give it a taste. I got it.
That's strong. Oh, my God. You should have told me to put chapstick on. My lips are burning.
Look at what it does in the glass. I mean, look at what it's doing in there. It's just, it's the way it's dripping down into your glass with those long, look at those thick legs.
I hate that.
That's what it's supposed to do.
No, not that. The taste. That's awful.
No, it's not. It's so good.
Like you said, I'm an avid gin drinker, and this is, stay clear. Go with the 25 Maker's Mark if you're going to do anything.
Come on.
What? Did you finish it? Do you want me to down it? I mean, the aftertaste is way more bitter too than the other one. Like, and I think it's because I don't like wheated bourbons.
It's a 5-year. This is not a wheated bourbon. It's not, this what is just this? Wheat whiskey.
Oh, it's just wheat whiskey. I don't like wheat.
Okay. But for 100, but you got to admit, the nose is a lot better than the other
nose
one.
Is a lot better. I mean,
and the hug that's happening on this one is just spectacular. And for me, what's left isn't bitter. I don't get any bitterness. I just get a really long finish of vanilla. I could taste the Oloroso wine aspect of it. There's definitely that sherry. There's just a little bit of sherry in there.
I don't think I've ever had Oroloso wine.
Okay, but it's sherry. Have you ever had sherry?
I've had it in dishes. I don't think
then you have to think straight. About the you have to on this one think about the body because the body is rich and creamy.
The body is rich, it fills, and creamy.
And it's very creamy.
And but like, I just think the taste. This is
the one you're going to rate the taste worst.
The worst, but I will say the nose and the body
and the body and then the finish. You're saying what's left? Okay, finish is based off of how long it stays and well, what this it is tastes like. Still, now a lot of times I give. If I don't like the taste of a finish, I don't usually go. I won't keep drinking that.
That's what we're here for.
So that's what he does with the $125 bottle. Middle West, we are going to right now rate this and get out of here. All right. I'm going to say the nose for me. It's quite spectacular. I'm going to say I give this nose, one of the better noses, I give it a 23.
I was going to give it a 20. Like, straight up, it's a very good nose. Stop stepping. Keep up here. God. We're going to watch him fall over back into all of it. Okay. But yes, 20 on the nose. It's a very good smelling.
So then we'll go whiskey. Let's go to body. So the body, I think, is the creaminess of the body makes it special. I'm going to say the body's a 23 for me.
I was going to give it an 18. It's a good body. It fills your mouth enough. Even though I don't like that it's doing that, it still does it really well.
Well, body doesn't matter
if
as
you
much,
like it or
whether
not.
Whether you like it's it or more, not, it's how much. If it completely fills your mouth with shit, it's still a good body.
Yeah.
All right. So bringing me to taste. On the taste of this. I don't think it's quite as good. I give it a 20 as far as a taste. I really like this. I like wheat. But the sherry aspect of it, I'm not a huge fan, but this is the best sherry tasting whiskey I've had.
I give it a 3.
You got to keep your math going.
I got it. I'm at 31.
All right. So, and I did
41.
46. I'm at 66. What did I give this? A 20, right?
You gave it a 20.
23, 66.
And I gave it
64. 66.
2018 is 38 okay. Plus.
So the finish is long. I really like it. It's almost like raspberries.
Let's see.
I get a raspberry finish off this. So, and raspberry's not my favorite, but not. So I'll give the finish also a 20, which gives this bourbon an 86 for me.
I'm going to give it a 10. It wasn't the best. I don't like how bitter it was, but it wasn't also like the worst. And it did stay in your mouth for a pretty, like, long time after. So if you enjoy the taste, you're going to enjoy it for a while. So that brings my total to 50.
He went from 25 to 50. So,
we can only go up from here.
Yeah, well, who knows? All right. So, everybody, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Thank you for watching. We are on all major podcast formats. Check us out, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm Tiny. Now,
YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all streaming formats.
What? You just forgot TikTok.
I forgot TikTok.
Don't forget TikTok because this face is going on from when he drinks. This is so awesome. Yeah. All right. And this is Seth
M.
M. Official. The M stands for Mueller, obviously. Yeah. Official. So check him out also on streaming formats. For
check me out on Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Tiny out.
Peace.
All right. So switch out glasses. Two more glasses. Put the other two there. All right. Everybody on YouTube, or on Facebook, you're getting a really good. That was that. That's delicious.
Don't believe his lies. Go buy yourself and taste it, because you'll be like, he's like, oh, it tastes amazing. And then you'll be sipping it, and you'll be like, what marketing scheme was this? Like, how much did... How much did Middle West pay him to say this?
No, they didn't pay me nothing. Nothing.
Oh, yeah, if someone paid you to say something, you'd make sure they know it.
All right, everybody, this is going to be a really special one. This is Rabbit Hole Race
Which I King. Enjoy Rabbit Hole, too. A good
the
one.
Race King. This one... is for everybody. This is a Founders Collection Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's called Race King. It is a 5 We will put this. This has such a cool bottle. I think I'll open this up on the, what you call it, and I'll. And you think you can read some of that?
I mean, yeah.
All right. So we'll put that there. But I'm excited. It's going to be pretty cool. This is a $330 bottle. So we went from 25.
My throat is on fire right now.
We went from 25 to 125 to 330. We're going to 330. Now, this is all MSRP. The next one that we're tasting, that it'll be phenomenal. And you only get a little of that.
We're gonna make a Jeff Mueller drinking game.
Well, there you go. All right, everybody.
Hope everyone on Facebook is enjoying their Saturdays. You know, have a glass with us. Because if fuck's sake, I'm having like five after this.
We're getting going. We haven't really eaten too much, so it's making us loosen us up.
Right? He's going to ask me to read it, and I'm going to be like, and it's probably, yeah, you got those.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so are you ready to roll?
We're going. Yeah, is that the go?
Are you ready to roll?
I'm not,
let's go. Roll it. All right, welcome everybody.
Before you do that, try not spike the mic. You're getting a little too loud, and when you spike the mic, when it goes into red, it doesn't actually pick up the audio, and it's going to sound distorted. I mean, that's not going to get in the red. You're just going to, and if you watch it, you're just
going to spike the fuck out of the mic.
But it doesn't sound good.
I understand. But
fine. Take a step back into the shelf when you do it.
I do, and you told me stop.
That's good level. This right here is good level. Look how much it's spiking and everything. Hey,
Seth M. Official, fuck off. anyways, we're having fun, right?
Spike the mic the whole time.
Okay, Sam Kinison. There you go. Oh, oh, oh! How's that one?
God, you're going to watch
it. Are we spiking the mic on the Facebook
Probably not, because no. Those have a built-in audio filter, which I could add for you, but again, it's like...
I know,
I'm just saying.
So, this bourbon, what do you think you're going to say about this bourbon?
I have no idea.
No, this is bourbon. Last one was wheat. So, we went with what you didn't like. I can't wait to put that shit up. Your face was fucking classic.
I know, it was like... Ah.
It's so much fun taking a gin drinker, a 23-year-old gin drinker, and basically...
Give them expensive bourbon.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just what we should be doing. So, all right. So, everybody, you ready to roll?
I'm getting like a sore throat.
Ready to fucking roll.
Ready to roll.
Roll. All right. Everybody, welcome to Tiny's 10-Minute Tasting. I, again, have special guest Seth M. Official. Boom. I got that one right.
You did.
On this Tiny's 10-Minute Tasting, we are tasting Race King Rabbit Hole Founders Collection. And this is a beautiful box with display. So for $330, this is what you get. And when we bought this, we were in line at the distillery, me and Super Nash. And when we bought it, Kavi was right there to sign our bottle. So you can see... It's signed by the owner of Rabbit Hole. So, great, great experience. Now, while I start to do the pours, those are fresh glasses.
Seth M. Official is going to read give a little from reading on the this box. One. My approach to making spirits is instinctive. It starts with a desire to work with a single ingredient. I then let the gains and wood inspire me to create whiskeys unlike any that have ever come before. That's what I love about crafting fine whiskey. Within the limits of what defines it, there is so much room for creativity. There is also risks, and to do something great, you have to take them. Fear and self-doubt loom through the years it takes to know if those risks paid off. That's what makes the whole process so thrilling. Race King is a homage to Kentucky's storied tradition of horse racing. Crafting a fine bourbon has much in common with breeding a thoroughbred. Not only do the greatest of each often hail from the bluegrass, but both pursuits are strikingly similar. The mash bill is like the pedigree. You select a specific combination of traits, then set the conditions for those traits to mature and develop. Years later, after much hope and patience, you see the results. If you're lucky, your whiskey has something special, a spark that makes it surge to the front of the pack, with Race King all stars aligned. Whiskey is all about flavor, particularly unadulterated, non-chill-filtered expressions. At cast strength, with nothing added and nothing taken away, you taste the essence of how grain, wood, thyme, and terrier? T-E-R-R-O-I-R?
There you go.
Terrier? Come together. With this distinct bourbon, I went all in on a unique double chocolate malt. Five distinct grains with different types of malts with a double malt combination of chocolate wheat and chocolate barley. Carefully aged in handmade, wood-fired, toasted, and charred barrels. Making fine whiskey is a creative art driven by a primal desire to turn a simple grain into gold. Race King was an example, but unfortunately the payout has been... Fortunately, the payout has been outstanding. This limited edition Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey is bold and complex. At cask strength, it is designed for the discerning cognoscenti, who are looking for a singular whiskey experience. Enjoy a full strength or with a touch of water to release more layers of detail and character, but never be afraid to drink as you please. Let our carefully crafted whiskey be a metaphor for life. Complexity can be beautiful, differences are something to be appreciated, and life is best lived in the company of the people we love.
Good reading. I love how you handle that. You handle the... I suck at when I can't.
Really, I mean...
It. It's just like, good job.
Four years of acting school you paid for really paid off, right?
All right, so here we go. This was an experience to get. This has double chocolate malted barley. And it's a bourbon, so yes.
Clink it and drink it.
Well,
or nose it. I do smell like the chocolate. Oh, I'm not sure if that's because I read that it was chocolate.
No, now just know that sometimes the power of suggestion allows you to pick out what you might not pick out when you're doing it blind, not knowing anything. But
it's like dark chocolate too.
But it's not delicious chocolate.
It's not milk chocolate. It's very dark.
There
is some sweetness.
Now, this one's complicated. So what you got to do on your nose... You're
almost evaporated milk.
So when we taste with our Scotchy Bourbon Boy Glencairns, one of the things you roll around, you check it out. But also, a Glencairn is tulip-shaped so that it comes up and it concentrates all the smells. So one of the... He's rolling his right now to get the body on the glass. That's all those really cool... Look at that. Suck. That's just unbelievable what it's doing in the glass.
Fantastic,
it's just
body.
Running back down with... I mean, it's
with
just
a
crazy.
Million little deltas.
Yep. Legs. Anyways, so when you nose though, try this. Have it down the bottom, but then go to raise the glass so you pull off to the top. So as you raise up,
I mean that's chocolate delicious. It reminds me of like
it gets more milk chocolatey at the top.
Count Chocula.
More milk chocolate at the top.
As a kid,
because
yeah.
It mixes like a milk dud.
Milk dud is what I would say.
So
or
dark
like
chocolate at the
even?
Bottom, and then up to the top. Oh, I mean, this is a 25 nose that never was.
Yeah,
so the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
Yeah.
I
don't even need to tell
ratings,
you. That's a 25 nose.
Is 25 for nose, 25 for taste, 25 for up to 25 for body
and
finish.
Yeah, and 100%.
So 100 is the perfect score. Haven't had one of those yet, but this is a delicious. I mean, the nose is just right there.
But noses can be deceiving.
Let's watch him taste it. Here we go.
All right.
Wait. Yep, there we go. Oh, my God. Is that so good? It's like a chocolate milkshake.
It's very strong, but it is so, like, rich and chocolatey.
Did we go to the proof? We did not.
We did not go. What is the proof?
All right, I gotta get this back.
It's almost like decadent. This is a dessert bourbon.
It is.
I imagine putting this in a
milkshake.
It's
at the bottom of the last thing right there. What, 100?
It is 109.2 proof.
There you go. Delicious. I mean, it doesn't drink like 109 proof.
Oh, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And it's delicious. Like I said, it's chocolate milkshake.
It's probably
chocolate.
The best tasting one so far. I will say it's probably a little bit too strong for me to like enjoy with my, you know, palate. Like I wouldn't like, I would want this mix. I know you
the
know,
malt.
But like.
It's chocolate malt. Oh my God.
That's pretty good.
There we go. High
that's
five.
Pretty good. Yeah. I admit that's something right. I would enjoy
so
drinking.
We pulled one off that he liked. So this at 109 proof, it's Race King Rabbit Hole, delicious. Let's rate this. Okay. Nose is 25.
Nose is 25 as well. That's probably the best smelling one I've ever smelled. Like, I've smelled a lot.
Let's just go to the body.
Drags me in.
The body
it's like a 15, like a 14 maybe. It doesn't fill your full mouth.
It doesn't do the cheeks, but it does your tongue, the roof of your mouth, and under. I would give the body a 20.
Okay. I would give it, I'll give it a 16. How about that? I'll compromise.
The 16. Taste, though?
Taste is up, is like a 23, 24.
I'll give it a 24 for taste.
I'll give it a 24 as well, because that's some damn good stuff.
So you're just two under me right now. And the finish, there's not any bitter oakiness. There's like there's a malt on the finish that's left. And the way that you should think of the finish is like when you leave, if you drank this, what's left in your mouth?
It's dark chocolate. What's left in your mouth is if you like really dark, like cacao, like straight chocolate bar.
Cacao!
That's what's left in your mouth after. And I don't get any like strong alcohol taste at all. It's literally like, and that's a good bitterness. I you know, and the other ones I kept saying like there is a bad bitterness. This is a good chocolatey bitterness. This is a coffee bitterness. This tastes great.
As soon as you go to, really, you're going to put a $330 bourbon in your coffee?
Yeah, just a little shot in the morning, wake you up, get you tasting good. Maybe a mocha even.
You better make it as an actor to be able to do that shit. All right, anyways, folks, so I basically gave this, let's see, I minus 5. I gave it minus 1. And then as far as the finish, I am going to give this a 23 on the finish.
I'm going to give it like a 20 on the finish. I'll give it 22.
So I give it 92.
So I would give it, what, 86? I don't know. I'm bad at math.
So you did 25.
25.
18, 35, 43. And then you gave it a 24, 53, 63, 67. And what did you give it on the finish?
Finish 23.
67, 77, 87. You gave it a 90.
Gave it a 90. And this is some of the best.
So you just got a gin drinker to give a bourbon a 90. So
you only got
a
drop.
We keep going up in price.
$300 for a gin drinker?
www.scotchybourbonboys.com. This is Tiny's 10-minute tastings. I'm Tiny from the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You can catch us on all major podcast format and YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and there's one more. I always forget which one, but anyways, catch us on all social media, Twitter.
There it was.
I knew it was there. So this is Seth M. Official. We are signing out. Cheers, everybody.
Peace out.
All right. Good job. Cheers. Oh, give me that. That's delicious.
I'm going to get drunk before the next one. I'm not going to be able to taste the next one. Mm-mm. I understand, but like, you understand why you gave me more than the first pour.
Well, this is really good.
It is really good. I just
don't want to. It's only 109. And it should be a little buzz.
It's only 109.
It should be a little buzz when you
It should be a feat of industry. Thank you,
Facebook people watching.
It was a feat of industry that I was able to read as clearly and well.
What you're doing. This is the making of Tiny's 10-minute tastings. We're doing four right in a row. We're about to do our fourth, so I'm going to share this fourth one.
Finish this so I can take it to the
table. One more time. Let's see. All right.
Yeah, this one.
Let's see.
You got to film some video games in the afternoon.
All right, so we're going to share to the bookers groups because we're going to take this off. But let me get through the Jim Beam and the bookers groups.
Wait, those are both clean.
Because we are going to be tasting Booker's Rye on the next one, everybody. And you're going to want to watch this one because it just sold at auction for $40,000 for a bottle. And I've had this bottle.
Kathy Hennybury said, I love this side of you, Jeff. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. This is the part that I have fun with what we're doing. I love to do this.
It is great. I mean, it is fun. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not gonna, even for not someone who likes a lot of bourbon, it is fun. It's not not fun. I should have shaved
Everything about, what does that have to do with anything?
It's all about having fun with the whiskey. Facebook, am I a little scruffy today? Do you think it'd be better if I was shaved? Not clean shaved, but just got rid of the neck beard a bit? I think it would.
We're all of a sudden...
But okay. look at this. He's an old guy. Yeah, he doesn't care.
No, I'm not. I'm only 35, right?
You're only, 35 in I was going to say dog years, but that's like opposite. So you're like dog years if you were 35.
There's another Booker's. Help me find it. And there's a Jim Beam that I'm looking for. I'm looking for Jim Beam. Oh,
dead. There's a search bar. Jim Beam. There's a Jim Beam buy and sell and a Jim Beam.
It's
euthanasia?
There. Enthusiast.
Oh, enthusiast.
Just put it on. Okay, hit it. And now search Booker's and share it there. Because our next Tiny's 10-minute tasting is this bottle of Booker's Rye. This bottle of Booker's Rye, everybody, was given to me by Sandy No. We split this, opened this bottle. This was her bottle of Booker's Rye from her father-in-law. And we split this bottle. There's not much left, but I'm going to be sharing it with my son.
Who else would you be sharing it with?
So this is basically going to be Tiny's 10-minute tasting of Booker's Rye, which is insane because there's not much left. There's a little bit left. We're still at the bottom, but this is 34 proof. Would you see the proof? It's right on there, but please watch the signature. Her son, Freddie, signed it.
It is 136.2 proof.
All right, so 86.1%. I can't wait to share. It just went to auction for $40,000, folks. And I can't wait to share that with my son. So, do we got the two new glasses?
Yeah, they're right there.
All right, are you getting ready to roll?
Yeah, I've got 200 views on my shorts.
Yep, well, we're going to get some shorts 40 off of
minutes.
Yes, good job. All right.
Hold on, let me get the burps out, you know. I know my nose is a little bit like scratch. Yeah. gotta clear the throat so you talk better.
Oh.
Here, give me that. Ever do the pencil trick?
Here we go. This is gonna be. Look.
Wait, no.
People on Facebook, tasting. This is the last one. This is of the four. We've just done back-to-back three tiny 10-minute tastings. We're going about to do a 10-minute tasting of Booker's Rye, which just sold for auction for $40,000. Now, it was a charity auction.
James
Yes, how? I did James Vatow.
That the Booker's Rye is amazing, yes.
Yeah, know how he knows that?
Because it went to auction for $40,000?
No, because James has been here, and I shared it with him. I share my whiskey. How do you keep that up?
It's just when the live chat pops up, it will slowly fade away.
Okay, so when someone else comes, it comes back up?
It will come back up, yes. All right. Do you have a pencil?
For what?
A pen? I want to show you this. This is a trick you can use. Helps you stop with the ums and the e's and the ahs.
I don't ahs.
Okay, but it helps you with it. It's not like you're in any hurry. So you just put the pencil in your eyelash, and you're just talking normally through it, and afterwards, it loosens, it makes you have to work to actually pronounce the words with your tongue, and to properly talk, you then come out speaking much more clearly and more...
So thanks for COVID.
Yeah, thanks for COVID. And then
your tongue should be going up and down. And I won't say as or
Yes, because it trains your mouth to talk more.
I have to do this before every single time.
Every time I record a video, I do. I take a pencil from the thing, I put it in my mouth. I go, all right,
we just did it.
And look, you already sound way more clear. You're talking better.
I just did that for purpose.
Yeah, I know.
All right, you ready to roll?
Also, scooch the fuck over.
You ready?
You're like, this was the first one. This is the second. This is the third. And now this is the fourth tasting. You just keep like pushing me out of frame.
All right. So everybody, yes, we are live, and we are going to do a tasting, a behind the scenes of this limited edition bottle of Booker's Rye, his only edition. So I will cover that.
It's a very nice bottle with the signature there.
All right. So I'm going to I'll cover that. All right. You ready to roll?
I will also say stop showing Facebook when we're recording the video, because then the video just has your like arm in front of it.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm just saying. So showed the people. The people know.
All right. So are we going to be professional on this one?
Yeah, we're going to be professional.
I can't wait to see your face when you do 136 proof.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Jeff. I would never have tried it if it wasn't for you.
Well, and I love sharing it, James. All right, so here we go. Ready to roll?
Yeah.
We're rolling. Mm-hmm. Welcome to another Tiny's Tasting.
10-minute tasting. Welcome back to the
back to back. All right, so let's try that again. Welcome to Tiny's 10-minute tasting. This is the 10-minute tasting of Booker's Rye. So you can see right there that bottle signed by Freddie No. This is Booker's Rye. It is 136, what was it? 136 what proof?
It is 136.2 proof.
0.2 proof. This bottle was given to me by Sandy No, Fred No's wife, the master distiller, and Fred at Jim Beam. And his dad was Booker. And then also Freddie No, who has just been named co-master distiller with his father this past couple weeks, that Sandy is his mother. So Sandy, I did a painting for her. And when I delivered the painting, she shared this bottle with me and let me take it. Now, one of the really cool things and exciting things is I have my son here, and he's never tasted it.
Never.
But he is a gin drinker, as we know, because we've just done three before. But Seth M. Official, right?
Yes, that's correct.
But this bottle just sold at auction for $40,000. So I am going to be sharing a $40,000 rye whiskey at 136.2 proof
with someone who doesn't like bourbon.
This is rye. So let's see what happens. Now, Tiny was never a huge rye fan, but this bottle is amazing. When I was sharing it initially with Sandy, she kept asking me if I wanted more. And in my brain was like, I have to drive, but I have to keep it under control. I have to get back to my Airbnb. But
there's always taxis.
Yeah. Yes. But she kept saying, and I'm like, just a little. I had no idea I would be leaving with this bottle. Thank you, Sandy No, for this bottle.
Thank you.
So I could share with all my family and friends.
So even the ones who don't particularly like it that much.
But you just King, and you gave
that. And I gave that a 90, a total of 90. So
and
we're
that's
gonna
insane.
See.
All right. Now we're so we're just going to keep that low. Because it's 130, and this is delicious. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan. I got a little bit left. But so on Tiny's 10-minute tasting, we go by a rating system of 100, different than the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. It's basically 25 for nose, 25 for taste, 25 for body and finish. So a total of 100.
Total of 100. We're going to give a smell right now. Cannot smell that quickly. Got to do a smell real quick. Oh, yeah, really good.
I can smell that quickly, and this is fucking amazing.
Ooh, I can feel the nose hairs, my nostril hairs burning off. They are singeing off. I bet if you fill the car with this, it would go. And this may be cheaper than gas in a few months, so.
Oh my God! It smells so good.
It does smell good. I can't really get any like distinctive taste. I feel like I'm getting nose drunk off this.
What the fuck?
I don't know what that means, but that's what it feels like.
Is that like when you shove the bottle up your?
Yes.
You just shove it up your nose.
It's sweet. I'm getting.
It's unlike any other nose I've ever had. And this folks, this was distilled. This is, as far as the age on this, read the age on that. Because Booker
It is aged for 13 years, 1 month, and 12 days.
So think about that, folks. The average Booker's right now is 6 years, 11 months, and then you're talking about 7 years. But this was aged for 13 freaking years. So this was released in 2016, and Sandy shared it with me in 2020. And this bottle was distilled when Booker was still alive. He died in 2004, and this bottle was put down in it's 2003. So this was distilled and put into barrels when he still was alive. So Booker and Fred did an amazing job. This is a 13-year-old rye.
And I
there's nothing like it on the planet.
I don't
it's
know
probably
what it even
worth $40,000.
Like, I don't know. I cannot describe what it smells
there's
like.
Caramel,
what is it?
It's a rye. It's the wheat of the
but
rye.
There's something,
the rye
there's
wheat.
Something sweet that isn't caramel. What is it? It's not cherry. It's not pudding. It's not... It almost smells like vanilla bean. Almost, but it's not.
It's a combination of vanilla and caramel.
Is it vanilla?
Vanilla and caramel balance perfectly, which ryes normally don't have.
So it's vanilla.
This is insane. What Fred released is insane. I share this with the people that I love, all my friends, and this was the fact that I was able to share this with so many people. Thank you, Sandy. No. All right, let's taste it.
Dink it. Sink it.
All right, folks. I'm going to get right here so we can do a TikTok. Because we're close.
Comparison.
Yep. Let's go.
Other than being like...
Vanilla is so... It's so strong, but then...
That's... I feel bad for giving the other one such a high taste now.
Why?
Because that tastes better, I think.
This?
Yeah. That's a better taste than the other one.
Wait, the other one's not aged for 13 years. It wasn't a combination between Booker
finish,
and...
The finish is worse, though. I don't like the aftertaste.
Oh, I love the finish. I think...
But that's a rye. That's a rye
I
thing.
Think the heat on this at 130... Now, the fact that you're drinking it and you didn't make the face...
Is a testament to how good it is.
This is 130
I mean,
proof.
What was the 36. I made the face on Racehorse, right? Racehorse was the face I made, or was it?
No, you made it on 109. No, you made it on the wheat whiskey.
Mm, yeah, but that. Oh my god,
you can't sneeze. God bless you.
It All was right. so good. I'm
This is insane.
That is pretty
crazy.
There's
this huge amount of heat that you'd think would go bread bitter, it just goes pure sweet.
This is what
vanilla,
you imagine
caramel. That
fire. This is fire.
Yes,
this is what fire tastes like. if you were to like stick your face in,
so drink it
in the fireplace.
I want to see you do it. Yeah. Okay. That's what pure.
It's almost like.
Distilling.
Reminds me of Christmas.
Well, how can it be 13 years old and not have any oak?
Which is it must be something with the barrel, all right? Or
whatever the hell it is.
Whatever
it's
they did,
fucking believable.
I can no longer feel my tongue, but I can tell you it feels this.
Oh, all right. So let's rate.
Okay, I mean, right off the bat, nose. I'm gonna go with like. What did I give the other one? 25? Did I give it 20? This is 26. I'm giving this a 26 nose. This smells like the vanilla coming out of it. I could smell vanilla. I didn't think it was vanilla.
I just got a butterfinger. Like that peanut butter butterfinger. I just like all of a sudden butterfinger was there.
Well, I will say, but the vanilla on this, it doesn't smell chocolatey, which you think chocolate may taste better than the other ones, but this one. The vanilla that's in there, even though it's strong, if I had a stronger nose that, you know, did it or
a
recoil.
26.
I'll give it a 26. So that was amazing nose.
So my nose picks up a 24.
24, okay.
Because I think it's delicious, but there's a certain aspect of I've had things, because
pulled,
like I said,
yeah.
I'm not a huge rye fan, but to give a rye a 24 is like insane. All right.
It's like a drink drinker giving it a 26.
All right. So body is a 25 because every single part of my whole mouth fills with every cheeks, nose. It even goes into my nose.
I'll give it a 25 as well. It did go up in the nose. It was very intense and powerful. But that's just how good of a body it is. I don't really like that. I would say I don't really like that as much.
You don't like a body.
So well, it was too hot.
Well, see, the heat. All right, so if you're going to give the heat, where do you judge the heat? Okay, so for the body.
Well, because, I mean, I experienced the heat during the body. There is no heat in the.
So you're still going to give it a 25 even though it was too hot.
That's what I'm saying. I'm still going to give it like.
Because it just filled everything.
It filled everything.
But it was hot everywhere.
It was hot everywhere, but I don't like that. I wish it had a lesser body.
Well, 130 proof, but you have to put that in perspective.
Well, yeah, of course.
It didn't have the heat of 130 proof. It had a heat of maybe 120 whatever, but okay.
To be fair, I don't know what it, but I mean like.
Yeah, you do.
I imagine if you were to liquefy fire and put it into a bottle.
You didn't like the heat on the Oloroso one because that was. Well, and like,
this is spicy though.
Yes.
Like that, the Oloroso was heat of just alcohol. This is spice. My tongue feels numb right now after doing that.
Okay.
Like I feel numbness in my tongue. The body's really good, but I feel numbness.
All right. So then let's go to the taste.
Taste. I'm gonna have to go. For me, it's gonna be like a 23.
Okay.
I still think the taste of the other one, the chocolatey one, was a lot better. But this one was pretty damn good.
Well, for me, the taste on the rye, once again, was a 20. I'm going to go. I'm still
getting body right now.
But see.
Like after that one
sip, I would give it a 24, but I'm giving it a 25 because it's a rye. And
are you going to give this 100? Is this a 100?
I can't because I gave the nose a 24. But I got to give the taste a 25.
You can take one of my points. I gave it 26.
You keep your 26. So, okay. So the finish. We're finishing with this. This is it.
I know,
this
that's
is
it.
What we're going to do. This is how we're going to finish. And I give the finish. A 24. I give this a 98. I'm going to give the finish a 25. I give it a 99. What you get for $40,000 is almost perfection.
I mean, it is. I was going to say as well, the finish, it's not overpowering. It's not disgusting. I don't like hate it. I was going to say I was giving it a 24. It's a 24, which I think brings mine to a 99 as well. Correct?
Yeah, because you gave a 23 and a 26, 24. No, a 98.
So, I mean, this is fantastic. You really, when you're paying $40,000 for a bottle, it better be a 99.
No, it was a charity auction, so people are donating money and whatever. But still, like I said, it went for $40,000, and I have it. I still have a little bit more, but I have to.
So that's what you think? That's like $5,000 right there. You didn't listen to this glass just, but, I had
but,
was
but,
like
but I still
$500
this bottle me this bottle is one of the most treasured bottles I've ever had, and it's one of the most treasured things in my life that I've ever had. Thank you, Sandy. No, once again, Tiny's 10-minute tastings, probably a little bit longer than 10 minutes, but we'll go on this one because this is a special bottle. All right, everybody, remember www.scotchybourbonboys.com on all major podcast formats. And then we are on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook TikTok, and Twitter. All right, we got it down after four. Yeah. Yes,
four
all
right. Tries.
Seth M. Official, check
yes.
him out.
At
and
Seth M.
he
Official,
is my son.
Twitch,
and
YouTube, TikTok, Twitter.
Everybody on Facebook Live. Thanks for watching, everybody on Tiny's 10-Minute Tastings. We are out.
Peace.
All right. There you go. There you have it. That was pretty fun, what I did. Actually, a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Please listen, like, subscribe, and comment on anywhere that you listen or watch us. So once again, remember, good bourbon equals good times, good fun, good friends, and go out there and live your life dangerously.
show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.